Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. Let me just point out a couple of things, friends, from this parable that our Lord Jesus Christ spoke of. Here, the Lord Jesus speaks about a good man, a householder, a man who had lands, who had many things that needed to be looked after. And here he has this vineyard. And he goes out and he calls different men who are in the marketplace waiting for someone to go and call them to work. And he says to them, will you come and work for me for a penny a day? That means a day's wage. Will you come and work for me? And so they agree. They will go. They work for him. And then he goes at different times, the sixth hour, the ninth hour, at 11th hour. He goes and he calls others. There are more people. We need work. And so they also come. And he also says to them, you can work for this amount. Now, this is quite an interesting passage because it speaks to us of how we are not happy when God blesses us with things and when we see others being blessed as well. We think that we deserve more than other people. And there are these people who had worked all day for this man. They received their wages, what they agreed with. But they are not happy with these other ones who had maybe worked for an hour or for a couple of hours or for just a few hours. And they says, well, we need to get more. And he says, well, didn't we agree? Didn't you freely choose to come and work for me for this wage? And so he then teaches about the fact that many are thinking they would be first, but they'll be last. There are those who think they'll be last, they will be first. What is that telling you? It's saying that God is sovereign. He can do what he wants to do. He can offer us this or that or the other thing. But also it is teaching us that God is not a respecter of persons. He's not going to look at you and say, I am going to bless this person because of this and that. It is according to his grace that he calls. He didn't have to call us. He didn't have to bring us Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus didn't have to die for us upon the cross. But he did. And so this call goes out to many, many people. Even this morning, it goes out, this call of the gospel. Come, don't be idle about your soul. Come and serve the Lord. Come and live for him who blesses us, not just with a day's wage, but he rewards us eternally, every day of our lives. And he's not a respecter of anybody here. And so we should be thankful to God. Here our Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us a very encouraging thing, that God is good. He sees people being idle about their soul, and he goes and calls them. So maybe this morning you are here and you might say you are cast down, you are discouraged, and you think to yourself, God has nothing for me now. I've gone on for far too long. I've been in church and I've heard many sermons and I've read various parts of the Bible, but it's been a long time now and God hasn't worked in my heart. I'm not yet born again of God's Spirit. How do you know God's timing? Maybe now it is the ninth hour. Maybe it is even 11th hour. How do you know? This morning, the Lord Jesus Christ says, don't wait any longer. Come. Come into my vineyard and be blessed. May God then bless these few thoughts to us. Amen.